I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
We hope you enjoy the show.
Yes, we do hope you'll enjoy the show, and we hope you enjoy the show in spite of the fact that my voice is shot. I'm talking about it's almost completely gone. The bass range is very low, you see. I'm fighting off some stuff, and of course it's all got my sinuses all cruddy, and the crud is kind of in my voice, as you can tell. So, it's going to be a very odd show today, and I'm going to rely a lot on geek culture because I can't talk very much without getting all stuffy in your ears, and that would be very, very nasty. Okay, anyway, I've got some geek culture for you, but I don't even sound like myself. I'm here listening to myself and thinking, dude, who is this guy? Okay, anyway, sigh. Point is that I do have some geek culture for you. This is a song by a group called Possible Oscar, and I think they're probably shooting a bit too high, but it is a song called Talk Nerdy to Me. So let's go right into that and see if my voice can recover just a little bit more. Probably not.
You know, I never had much luck with girls. They never liked to read and learn. But I like to, and if I could figure out the cosine of your heart, that'd be a good start. Oh yes it would. I never try to date offline. Use algorithms built to find a 7 out of 9. So if you look half as great as Aaron on Farscape, you'll be my first mate. Cause baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC, out at the VidCon, a Star Trek costume for me, down in the dungeon, roleplay D&D. And baby, talk nerdy to me. You know I dress up not Jedi, not to Klingon guys. My face is gonna set to fry. I'll be your fanboy in my Starfleet uniform. It matches the one worn by Leonard Nimoy. So baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC, out at the Star Trek costume for me, down in the dungeon, roleplay D&D, and baby, talk nerdy to me. PC, pick up that guitar and talk to me.
Genuine video game music sounds from the 1980s. Basically makes you nostalgic, doesn't it?
Cause baby, we'll be in the chat room on the IRC, out at the VidCon. Star Trek costumes for you and me, down in the dungeon, roleplay D&D. And baby, talk nerdy
nasty to me. That's the way I like it, baby.
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon. You can go to our website at drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon, and you can hear more strange and furry geeky things like that. Talk Nerdy to Me, obviously, a takeoff, a parody song of the song from the 80s, Talk Dirty to Me. I would much rather talk nerdy because I are one. Yes. Anyway, we have some, as I said, very strange geek culture this week. I'm going to fill the time with as much geek culture as I can so you don't have to listen to my oh-so-not-smooth voice. Yes, this is a little techno mix of Han Solo phrases. I find weird stuff on the internet, what can I say?
I got a bad feeling about this.
Good. Be careful.
Never heard of the Millennium Falcon?
I threw that in. It's from Hardware Wars.
It's the ship that made the castle run less than 12 parsecs.
I've made a lot of special modifications myself. I don't have it with me.
Never tell me the odds.
Is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No ease. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY .com. Blueberry.com.
Yeah, that last thing was Ben Dunn doing a mix of Han Solo phrases from Star Wars. And you know, that last little bit there, the little bit right before the Blueberry promo, sounded just a little bit like Doctor Who, so I'm not sure what that had to do with Han Solo. But at any rate, I guess he is in a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago, and all those good things, so maybe it's a time travel reference. I don't know. Anyway, point is, there's a lot of weird geek culture out there, and of course, I really wish my voice was better, because if it was, then I could do a regular show, and I wouldn't have to be stooping to this really bad geek culture, but hey, it's just going to be a geek culture celebration, what can I say? All right, here's, I can feel the voice going now. Okay, here's some stuff that I'm sure you may have heard before, but it's really, really bad. First of all, if you are a star on Star Trek, the original series, there was apparently a period of time when they thought they could sing. And so Leonard Nimoy and William Shatner did some singing. They actually cut some albums. This was a bad idea. Now, of course, Leonard Nimoy did a song called Bilbo Baggins, which, of course, is a cult classic. But he also did this one, which should have been forgotten. So here it is, Leonard Nimoy doing Highly Illogical.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical.
Okay, I'm not going to subject you to any more of that. That's just so, so bad. But it gets worse. Here's William Shatner with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. Yes, I kid you not. You really thought I was kidding, didn't you? Don't worry, it gets worse.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you. You answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers. Yellow and green.
Okay, I'm fading this one out too. I can't stand it anymore. That's just so very bad. Now, following along on the example of William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, Brent Spiner, who played Data in